This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Marcia Joseph is chair of the Albemarle County Planning Commission and a candidate for the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. She is running against incumbent Ken Boyd. I can't remember how many terms that he has been on there. One term. And Marcia joins us live in studio. Thank you so much for coming in. I know you're one of the busiest people on the planet right now here in our neighborhood. The big election is 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today is November 6th, and we have a number of local elections and statewide elections going on for the General Assembly. Give us a Marcia Joseph 101. That's always the best place to start.
Okay. You want to know a little bit about me?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I've lived in this community for 23 years. I have two grown sons who went through Albemarle High School who are both chemists. Thank you, Marv Curry, for getting them through chemistry.
Who is Marv Curry?
Marv Curry is chemistry teacher at Albemarle High School.
Oh, okay.
He's a great man.
Obviously had a great impact on the lives of your sons.
He did. I live in the eastern part of Albemarle County. I take care of a little farmette all by myself. I have been in public service for a long time now. I have been on the Ag Forest District Committee, the ACE Committee. I was chair of the Architectural Review Board, and I'm the current chair of the Planning Commission. So I've been busy for quite some time.
It sounds like us. Now tell us about the decision to run for office, which, you know, very, very few people even think about it, and even fewer people decide, yeah, I'm definitely going to do this. Tell us about what your thoughts before you made the decision, and then since.
Well, part of it is being on the Planning Commission and having items that go before the Board of Supervisors. Planning Commission acts as advisory to the board, but doesn't make any final decisions. And there have been some projects and some legislation that has gone before the board that their vote I have not been in favor of. And I thought that if I were on there, I would have voted differently. And one of the things that happened was when North Point was approved, many, many people started calling me and saying, you've got to make a decision. You've got to do this. And this was way back in last year. So as people started calling me in November, and the other thing that happened, it was North Point, and then it was in conjunction with the fact that the board looked at phasing of development rights in the rural areas, and that just was dropped like a hot potato also with another one of our famous 3-3 votes.
Right, right. Marcia Joseph is chair of the Albemarle County Planning Commission and a candidate for Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Her opponent is incumbent Ken Boyd, chairman of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. This is for the Ravana District, right? Because
yes.
Not everybody votes in this, in your election, just the folks in the Ravana District, which is correct. Where exactly?
Ravana District goes from 64 east, and it goes, take 64 and go north of 64, and then it also, the Rivanna River forms a boundary, so it includes Pantops, and then keep going on the river, and then when it hits 29, it goes all the way up on the east side of 29 up to Greene County line. So it's a huge, pretty huge district, includes things like Hollymead, Forest Lakes, Burnley Station, Keswick, Pantops, Key West, so it's very diverse. There's about 11,000 voters.
Marcia, growth is obviously the issue in your election, not necessarily in some of those city elections, but arguably it's the issue in all the elections for the incumbents that are seeking to return to the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Growth and all its related issues, you know, whether we have controlled growth. Some would say we do have controlled growth. It's controlled by the realtors and the developers, but that is another story. What's your perspective on this? What's your take on this? When you go to all these forums and people ask you, what's your perspective on growth? Obviously, Ken Boyd has made his take on growth very well known in how he has voted over the years, but what's your take?
Well, it's interesting. I don't think I'm getting as much information out of the forums because the questions are asked to us and they're prepared questions, so it's hard to get into a real discussion with people. But where I'm hearing a lot is knocking door to door. It's really been interesting over the last couple of weeks, knocking on the doors. People are reading. They're paying attention. They're saying, oh, I've read about you. I can support you. And yeah, on the other side, there are some people who just are just very nice and kind, and we don't get into a discussion, but there are people out there who are riled about what's going on, and things resonate with them. I mean, we had a little brochure that said something about stop the sprawl, and people would beam, and they would be smiling all over and saying, yeah, yeah, we need to stop that. And the biggest complaint is the traffic and what's going on, because people see a huge difference in the past four or five years in what's happened with the traffic.
And can you flesh that out for us a little bit more when you say people are riled? And is it specifically about growth, you mean? And
specifically about growth.
How this particular Board of Supervisors has dealt with growth over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't know what the facts and figures are, but I was just looking the other day about how much retail space that we have approved in the past 4 years, and it's well over, it's like 3.4 million square feet of retail space. Now, according to the Places 29 study, what we're going to need regionally in the year 2015 is about 1.7 million square feet of retail space. So we're way over that. And that doesn't even count in places that already exist, like Barracks Road and what else have we got there? Albemarle Square, and also the stuff that's going on in Greene County. So we've got an awful lot going on, and an awful lot has been approved.
And the number of homes, if I'm not mistaken, the number of homes that have already been approved that are in the pipeline already green-lighted is fast approaching 20,000. Not yet built. No building permits, but it's already close. What is it? Somewhere between 17,000 and 20,000.
Yeah, I think if you want to be real cautious, you can even say maybe 14 to 16. So even so, that's a lot. And, you know, some of the comments coming out from my opponent are kind of interesting, because one of the things he said at a forum the other day was that, well, you know, we approved Biscuit Run in 3,100 units, but that's not 3,100 building permits. And I'm thinking, it will be. I mean, they have the right now for 3,100 building permits.
It's just a matter of paperwork at this point.
It's a matter of paperwork. And I think what the other thing that has really gotten people really anxious is the water issue. I mean, we're suffering from a drought now. We know that there's $140 million that we're going to have to find somewhere to pay for rebuilding the dam and additional storage and putting in another pipeline. And these things are old. They're 1920s, 1895, whatever it is. They're old, and they need repair at this point. Actually, the state is telling us they need repair. So we don't have a choice in this matter. And where that money's going to come from is another interesting factor. One of the places it should not come from is all the ratepayers' pockets, is that we're going to have to figure out a way to get, and this is the other thing I think is extremely important, is get the university, the water people, Rivanna Water and Sewer, and the city together and sit down and start talking about this and how we're going to deal with it.
Is it as simple? I've read some folks have criticized the process and say that, you know, the taxpayers are being forced to subsidize these new neighborhoods that come online because the developer's not going to pay for all the new pipes and all the new roads and all the... We do, so that they can build that neighborhood. Is that really accurate? I mean, is that really what's going on by and large?
Well, there's been a lot of things that have been approved in the past 4 years that we do get things called proffers that will help pay for some of the infrastructure. And those have not been adequate that we have seen. So there's other ways that we need to look at. And some of these places that were approved, one of the things that we need to look at and talk to our state legislators and see if we can get the enabling legislation to do impact fees on building permits. So that's another way of getting in some revenue that doesn't involve raising people's taxes.
We're talking with Marcia Joseph. She is chair of the Albemarle County Planning Commission and a candidate for the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. The election is 2 weeks from today. She's running in the Rivanna district. Ken Boyd, your opponent, said something recently that I thought was interesting, and I don't know if it was a slip or if it really, I think if you look at the way he has voted, it really does express a philosophy of an approach to government decisions. But you know what I'm talking about when he said something about the relationship between the views of a business in the county and the views of a citizen in the county?
Yeah, it was at the North Charlottesville Business Council had a forum last Wednesday. And in that forum, when we all addressed the people who were just sitting in the audience, and one of the things that Ken said was that businesses have more say than someone from Earliesville. And it was just kind of an interesting comment to make, because believe me, I think businesses are important. We need businesses. That's how people pay their bills. That's how, you know, commerce moves. That's how we keep a healthy economy. We need businesses, but we need to listen to everybody, because that's what a community does, is that we listen to everyone's concerns, whether they're in Earliesville or Keswick or whether they're down in Scottsville. We need to listen to everybody and not just a business person.
It sounds incredibly un-Jeffersonian, and I'm going to just speak for myself here. I'm not speaking for anybody else. If that statement is accurate, incredibly, blatantly, so against everything Jefferson stood for right here in his hometown.
Well, I guess you're right. I just found it a little bit shocking.
Yeah.
But there it was.
Marcia Joseph is my guest, and we're talking about her race for Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. What should we do about growth then? What do you bring to the table in terms of some kind of a solution for the folks who truly support you? And I have talked to some of them. It's a matter of trying to rein in the development and the developers, who many see as sort of having a very friendly, not yes men on the board, that would be too strong, but very, very friendly in David Wyatt and Ken Boyd and Lindsay Dorier currently on the board, really saying no to much at all when it comes to development.
Well, I think one of the things that I'm committed to is that when someone comes in with a development, it's got to improve the county or it's not going to be approved. I mean, we have to look at the infrastructure and what's going on there. And if the infrastructure is inadequate, then this community can't handle it. And it's pretty simple, honestly. And the infrastructure has to do with the water and the sewer and the schools and the roads. I mean, all of those things count. So when you see a development come in, it really needs to take a look at and say, how can I help this community, not how can I help myself?
Right. So if I hear you right, you're not anti-development. No. You're not going out and telling people, vote for me, I'll stop every new neighborhood. I'm going to say no to every developer. I'm going to say no to every request. You certainly haven't done that on the Planning Commission.
No. No, I have fought hard for good developments to come in, and I have denied some that I felt really still needed some work, whether it's phasing the plan, which means not denuding as much initially so that you can stabilize the area with grass before you move on to the next phase, because that has caused a tremendous amount of problems up in the Hollymead area, from sinkholes to filling up ponds. It's just not a good thing and I think everybody saw it, whether they flew over or they stood at Monticello and looked over in that area, the whole area was just red clay for quite some time.
Yeah, and all of that sediment then runs right into the water.
Yep.
And the end result is it's going to kill the water. It's going to kill the waterways.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
Marcia Joseph is my guest. She's running for Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Tell us about the protection of the rural areas, because we hear this mantra now from this current board that says we're going to grow in the growth areas and we're going to protect the rural areas. We see a lot of growth in the growth areas and a whole lot more to come. But we don't really see any protection in the rural areas. We see a lot of meetings and a lot of talk, but literally nothing.
That is very frustrating, to be on the Planning Commission and have some votes come out the way they do. Again, that's why I'm running. Just recently, there was a vote on three different issues that dealt with the rural area. One was stream buffer protection, another was family divisions, and the other was putting in driveways in steep slopes. All of them were things that were incredibly benign. Already 50% of the county, at least, is covered with the stream buffer, so we'd just be extending it so it just would be fair for everybody. Those stream buffers would be all over the entire county. Family division was something in increasing the amount of time that you had to hold that land. So it wasn't going away and not ever having family divisions, but it was just increasing the amount of years that you'd have to hold it for
about
5 years.
So Junior wouldn't be able to take Grandpa's land and flip it to a developer.
That's exactly right. And it was allowing it to happen because many people are very attached to the land and they want to leave something to their children, and we all understand that. Now, the other one had to do with building a driveway in a steep slope, and it was allowed. It was allowed, and you had to do mitigation measures. And I guess my feeling about this is that Our rural areas are very protected for agricultural use. You can do all kinds of things in the rural areas that you can't do in the urban areas. You can disturb over 10,000 square feet of land because we're assuming you're going to put crops in there and plow it. You can cut down trees because we assume you're doing forestry. You get land use taxation. You can't get that sort of thing in the urban area. So if you decide that the highest and best use of your land is residential, then you ought to kind of be under the same provisions that the other residential districts are in, and you ought to provide some erosion and sediment control for those steep driveways so that we can protect our streams.
Marcia Joseph is a candidate for Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. We had a caller asking about your approach to public education. Besides growth, of course, big local government issues, growth and education. Your thoughts on that?
Education is extremely important to me. I am very excited that I have been endorsed by the Albemarle Political Action Committee for Education, and that's the teachers. And I am just thrilled with that. And I guess I will mention this, even though you're not you're not asking me, as my opponent talks about the fact that when he was on the school board, the teacher's salaries were raised from 20-some-odd thousand dollars to 40-some-odd thousand dollars. And the truth is, when he was on the school board, that did happen. However, he voted to deny those budgets.
And now he's taking credit for a yes vote when he voted no?
He is saying that when he was on the board, the teacher's salaries were raised.
Marcia Joseph, and the last question is, November 6th, 2 weeks from today, why should folks in the Ravenna District vote for you as opposed to the incumbent?
Because I will listen, because one of the things I want to do is quarterly have town hall meetings with everybody in the Ravenna District, let them know what's going on, and listen to them, hear what they have to say. I'm also in direct contact with Ron Price, who is running, who is the only candidate in Ravenna District for school board, and we plan to work together on a regular basis so that he knows what the revenues are and I know what the school needs are, so that we won't have the kind of budget it was not a good scene at the budget time last year. There was a lot of animosity going on, and I just want to make sure that everybody understands everybody else and we work closely together, because this is a great community.
Marcia Joseph is a candidate for Albemarle County Board of Supervisors and currently the chair of the Albemarle County Planning Commission. Thank you so much. I know you got to get it. I know you're busy, but I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And we are looking forward to having her opponent, Ken Boyd, currently the chairman of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. We're literally talking by email and trying to figure out a good time for him to come on the program, and look forward to talking to him.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.